And we welcome you back here to the Working Ranch Radio Show. I'm Justin Mills. As we head now into a segment here, it's kind of getting to this time of the year. I know we're just getting 2023 underway, but bull sale season is going to be right up and on us. And in light of that, I've got a couple guys joining us here today, Travis Chrisman, Jeremy Martin. They're with Stockman Source Bull Sale coming up on February 4th. But before we get into some of the details on that, guys, it was interesting as we were visiting before we went on air here, just looking at as guys are heading into this time of the year, some things that's probably would be some things to consider as they're looking at buying bulls. And I know one of the things that we've really looked at, I know folks listen to my show quite a bit. You know, I'm kind of a low input operator, and I really believe that it's very important as a ranch that we look at having a profitable operation. And I know in talking with you guys, one of the things, Jeremy, that you feel is important in these programs is a balanced program and really raising cattle that can be low input but yet still produce.
Yeah, Justin, I would 100% echo what you said. I mean, we hear a lot of people giving lip service to running cows like a commercial cow herd, and for us, we basically, you know, run cows that we can make money on by retaining the steers or selling them at weaning or sending them through the feedlot. And then the seed stock deal is kind of an offshoot of that. I mean, we started out just kind of raising bulls for ourselves and for our neighbors, and it's just grown from there. We sell a bull that's a little bit older, and it's mostly because, we desire to calve these cows in April, May, or in Travis's case in the fall, just, you know, from a labor and a feed standpoint, it's what fits our best system and allows us to still create a steer calf that's economically viable.
Mm-hmm. Travis, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, both of our systems are kind of set up so we can be able to utilize the resources that are available, and that'd be corn stalk residue is a cheap feed source down here for us. And if we can graze that with our cows all winter and we aren't farrowing them through a barn in January or February and having to feed, you know, a full lactating ration, that allows us to operate like our commercial customers do. And just the cattle, I think it just helps us to select for more doability and longevity cows that can go out and forage, have some heart girth, and fleshenability is pretty much a necessity for us.
Mm-hmm. As we were talking before, I had asked Jeremy, I'd asked you about the research that you had done as you have your doctorates in reproductive and physiology from University of Nebraska. And when you were doing that with Dr. Rick Funston, just some elements that you were looking at in terms of a balance and realizing that if we can get these heifers to a point to where they're fairly low input, you feel from the bull side of things, we need to be looking at that same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's very little doubt anymore that, we can develop a heifer pretty extensively and, make her go learn to be a cow and improve her longevity as a result. Like I told you before, there's things such as injury and fighting and so on that influence the world of bulls that probably don't have cows, right? But setting that aside, we don't think there's any reason that these bulls aren't the same way, and it just kind of letting them grow up, letting them experience a winter of corn stalk grazing and a summer of being on grass and a group of 100 plus of their contemporaries. I think they learn a lot about just being a cow or being a bull and how to take care of themselves. And our customers tell us that it's working. I mean, they don't have to babysit them. They don't have to pamper them. The bulls just kind of go do their job. And it's not like they're not ever going to lose any weight during breeding season, but, they can pull them off cows and kick them back out somewhere and get them back in shape without any extra feed.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy, you touched on something there, and I'm going to have Travis answer this question here a little bit because it's actually been a topic of a conversation that we've had here on the Working Ranch Radio Show, and it was one of the things that I feel is one of the biggest losses in our ranches that is hard to really put a pencil to, and that is longevity. And if we can keep these cows, these bulls, an extra year two longer than what we are now, could be a considerable amount of profit back into the ranch. So from a longevity standpoint, Travis, that's a pretty big deal in what you guys are trying to do.
Yeah, for sure, Justin. You know, sometimes we'll get an argument that, well, if we're going to buy a two-year-old bull, you know, we're going to get one less year out of him than we would a yearling. And I totally disagree with that, and that being the way ours are developed. We got several of these guys, I mean, without injury that, you know, just happens from time to time, no matter what. But these bulls are going 6-7 years. I mean, last summer I had to stop on the road. One of the neighbor's bulls was in the pasture, and we got big 6-inch freeze brands on these bulls, so it's easy to figure out who they are. And that particular bull was 9 years old, and he was still using him. So anyway, this product works. This will be our 10th annual bull sale. We've been selling them privately, I think, seven, eight years before that. So it's the system's not new. It seems to be working for guys, and we stand behind the product.
Mm-hmm. Before we get into the details of some of the sale, one more thing I want to touch on too, because I know Jeremy, when we were talking before we went on air here, was what I was pulling out of our conversation, really, that as commercial guys out there, and I'm one of these guys that's wanting, you know, I don't know that I want real extremes one way or the other on things. I just really want a balanced breeding program and cattle. I want cattle that are efficient out on the range, as we were talking before. I mean, your heifer calves are having to dig through a little bit of snow. We haven't had as much snow, but our heifer calves are out on grass and mineral protein blocks. So that balance is critical. And I think from a commercial standpoint that I find myself in, and many folks that are in the commercial type deal, we really want that balanced approach. We want that low input, but we also need a lot of, we want to see that carcass ability too. And so that was something in your focus has really been important.
Yes, sir. We fed these cattle every year for several years. You know, we feed a lot of customer cattle also out of our bulls. And, you know, backing up to the heifer calf thing, I mean, we're just very commercially focused in the sense that we'll run genomics on all the registered heifers and we'll look at that. But first thing they got to do is go out and survive and breed in a 20 or 25 day breeding season as a heifer. And, you know, we're never going to pick a favorite out of them until they're about 8 years old, because we think cow depreciation is a really big cost in this industry, and we're doing our best to beat it. And we have a lot of, you know, 8-plus-year-old cows in production, and so we think it's working. The flip side of that is we take these steers to the feedlot. We'll winter our steer calves and our bull calves together on corn stalks until, you know, sometime from March through May, depending on the year and whether we have some rye that we can get rented or something like that. And then, you know, we'll feed every steer, every coal heifer, every pregged open heifer. And we want those steers. We expect those steers to leave the feedlot weighing 1,600 pounds to yield, you know, 63 and a half or more. And, you know, we're trying to pick up as absolute much carcass premium as we can on the cattle, too. So our experience has been we can't skinny down the bottom line enough to make a cow profitable without some top line premium.
Mm-hmm. I would just add to that. The top line is extremely important, and we're getting genomics on our entire cow herds, our entire calf crops every year. But in addition to that, we've got a progeny test herd, and we're taking genomics on all those steer calves, and then that gets paired with the actual harvest data and the gain data. So I think it makes the genomics of our herds even more valuable, because it ties together all that real information. And it's not just based on a bunch of EPDs.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the genomics thing, I'll tell you, it's something I've had shows on here before, but I think it'd be, you know, some point might have to get you guys back on the phone here to say, okay, from a, you know, how are you using it? How is it working in your operation from a real life standpoint? It's one thing to hear about it from people selling the program, but it's one thing visiting with guys that are doing it and utilizing it. So real quick, guys, let's talk about the sale coming up. It's Stockman's Source, February 4th. Go ahead, Jeremy, and give us a little bit more information on it.
Yeah, February 4th at the ranch here, southwest of North Platte, about 35 miles. Pretty low-key, quiet auction, which in terms of speed will be real similar to an auctioneer, but it's very transparent. There's no question who's in and who's out. And I have bulls pinned up here that day. Sure, welcome you to show up any time, you know, late morning to noon, and take a look at the bulls. We'll start the auction at 3 o'clock, and we'll sell some commercial bred heifers at the end, and have a nice steak supper and a good visit with some pretty sharp ranchers that'll be here.
You bet. Travis, real quick, just genetic wise, we're looking at Angus, Sim Angus type bulls. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're gonna offer 100 coming to your old Sim Angus bulls, and then there'll be 35 coming to your old Angus bulls. And yeah, I would just add that we'll have a catalog. It should be available online here, maybe as we speak or within a day or two. And there will be videos available on these bulls on DV Auctions website. I would add, we don't clip the bulls. What you see is what you get, and they'll look the same a year from now, but probably better in most cases. So,
all right. Their website, if you want more information, ssbeefbulls.com for Stockman Source bull sale coming up February 4th. That will also be on DV Auction, and that'll be starting at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. So thanks, guys, for joining us here on the Working Ranch Radio Show. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Yep. Thank you, Justin.
And again, that was Jeremy Martin and Travis Chrisman, partners in the Stockman Source Bull Sale. That website, one more time, ssbeefbulls.com. You can find more information there or go in there to request a catalog as well. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about the Biden administration's updated rules on the waters of the U.S. and what that means to us as ranchers when we come back on the Working Ranch Radio Show.
Starting off in the right direction is essential to gaining an advantage later when you go to market your calves. And I have proof that the right direction is with Sim Angus sired calves. A 2020 study by K-State showed that Sim Angus sired steer calves earn more at sale time than all other breed identified sire groups with at least 50 lots represented on Superior Livestock's 2020 summer sales. The proof's right there. For low-risk, high-potential calves with earning potential, be confident that Sim Genetics will give you more per head, period. Stand strong, Simmental.